Yeah, I'm ready, Mr. J. Thanks for giving me a ride home. Yeah, we pretty much finished everything. The rest of the homework I'll do when I get home. Preston was getting tired. Can I talk to you? Could we go somewhere private? Okay, I really don't know how to say this. Okay, Mr. J. If I ever, couldn't go home for some reason, would I maybe be able to stay here for a short while? It's just that your home has become like second home, and well, sometimes it feels more like home than anywhere else. I know it's small and there's not really room, but I don't know how it would work. It wouldn't be for long. You know, I'm in my senior year, I'll be leaving for college in 6 months. It's just that I don't think I can go home. Well, my mom kinda hates me right now. I don't know. If I tell you, please keep it between us, okay? She thinks that me and her boyfriend have been doing stuff. Yeah, we did. But she's blaming it all on me. Saying I was asking for it or something. He's been coming on to me whenever she's not home, and the other day she came home when he was in my room, and she just sensed weird vibes, I guess. And that night I heard them arguing. She hardly spoke to me in 3 days. Steve stopped all contact with me too, but that didn't last long. Last night, he came into my room, and he woke me up. I'm sorry, this is just hard to talk about. He tried to do stuff again. I don't know why I listened to him, but I did. Before that, we'd only fooled around a little. He would touch me, and I would touch him sometimes. But last night he said if I was going to be his good girl, then I would have to get on my knees. So I did. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I just really need to tell someone. He sat on the edge of my bed and I got on the floor. And I did what he asked me. At one point, he told me to get on my back on the floor. And he kind of got on me and then just kind of finished on me. He was saying, I'm his good girl and his little cocksucker. Then he just came on me. And that's when lights turned on and my mom was down there. She started screaming and I just left. I grabbed my clothes and hid outside until the bus came in the morning. And when school ended, I came here. So, yeah. I really don't want to go home. I just don't know what to do. Yeah, it's okay. You can rub my back like that. Thank you. That feels good. Actually, do you think you could just hold me? Really? I can stay here for a couple of days? Thank you so much. I feel calm for the first time in days. It feels so good to have gotten that off my chest. Can we just sit like this for a minute? I also feel kinda bad. I can't help but feel like it's kinda my fault. I just have this feeling of guilt, like I didn't stop him in the beginning when it was just touching. I don't know, maybe I liked it or something. Maybe I wanted him to. No, I know, I'm sure he knew what he was doing. I just wish I didn't let it go so far. This is nice. You holding me like this. Kristen is lucky to have such a good dad. Anyway, I don't know how it even got this far. Like, I don't know where we started to cross the line. It was just flirtatious at first. Innocent, I guess. One day we were watching a movie on the couch and just kind of sat close to each other. They'd been dating for a while, and I guess he's kind of like my stepdad. So I was like, I guess it's okay if we just cuddle a little, right? And he didn't mind, and he was kind of holding me while we sat there. That's okay, right? I mean, we're doing it, aren't we? I'm not doing anything wrong, am I? Letting you hold me like this. He started to rub my shoulders, and we just got really comfortable with each other. I was really enjoying the massage, and he said he could get a better angle if I sat on his lap. So I did. I never really had a real dad growing up, and I know I'm a little bit old for it, but I just thought it would be nice. It doesn't mean anything though, right? Look, it was just like this. Can I, please? Please hold me like this. I just need to know that this is okay. That I didn't do anything wrong. That I wasn't asking for it. That I'm good. Thank you. I'm so grateful I can trust you. This was really all I wanted. To be held and cared for. You believe me, don't you? No, please. Just let me stay a little longer. Just hold me like this. It's really helping. I just need to tell the rest. I need to understand. His hands started to explore past my shoulders. He caressed my sides and began brushing against the side of my boobs. I thought maybe it was unintentional and I didn't want to be rude or offend him, so I just let it go. But I couldn't stop thinking about how a part of me was hoping that he would keep going. No. Deep down, I know I wanted him to. I wanted his hands all over me. I just let it happen. He started rubbing my boobs through my shirt. I wasn't wearing a bra at the time, and I just let him. I let him pull my shirt up, and I leaned back against his body as he did it. After that, he started to rub my belly, and then he went lower, but he wouldn't go further. He made me ask him, "Do you want me to pull your panties down, baby girl?" Yes, I told him. He made me say please. To please pull my panties down, daddy. And I did. He slid them around my ankles. And I leaned back against him on his lap. And he started to rub me down there. He made me ask him to keep going. "Please rub my pussy, daddy," I said. Eventually, I just wanted to come, so I said anything he wanted. He said I was a bad girl for teasing him like I did, for sitting on his lap in my skimpy little outfit. He made me say it. He made me say that I did it all on purpose. But I don't know whether to believe it or not. I could feel his hard-on pressing into me. He said little girls shouldn't tease their daddies like that unless they want something. "Do you want to come, baby?" he asked. "Please make me come, daddy," I said. "Tell me you're bad," he said. "Tell me you're a whore." And I did. I told him, "I'm bad, daddy. I'm a whore. I'm your whore. Yes, I'll do whatever you say." So he took out his cock and said I had to touch it. And I did. I rubbed it. "Is that bad, Mr. J? Is it bad for little girls to touch their daddy's cocks? Can I touch your cock, Mr. J? Maybe then you can tell me if it's bad or not." I unzipped his pants. Like this. And he was already hard. Like you are. And I wrapped my hands around his shaft like this, and I squeezed it. "Is this bad?" And then I started stroking him up and down slowly like this. He was moaning like you are. "So, am I a bad girl, Mr. J?" Still thinking. I stroked his cock like this. And I kissed his neck. Like this. And I stroked him. He made me tell him things that weren't true. how I like to give hand jobs to the boys at school. I told him how in math class I was sitting next to a boy and how I took out his cock under the desk and had jerked him off in the back of class. Just like this, Daddy. I jerked him off just like this. I wanted to come so bad. I told him anything that he wanted. I sat on his lap while he rubbed my pussy. He whispered into my ear and degraded me while I jerked him off. "That's it," he said. "Jerk me off like a good little girl. Jerk it. Jerk it, you little bitch." I started to stroke him faster. To jerk him off. To pump his dick. Like this. "Is this bad? Do you think I'm bad yet?" I licked his neck and pumped his cock like he told me to. "Fuck it, little girl. Fuck it with your hand. That's a good little fucking whore. Am I, Mr. J? Am I a good little fucking whore for you? Is this what you want? To be your little bitch, just like I was for him? You like making me do what you want? Make me touch your dick like this? Are you gonna come for me? Maybe then you'll know if I'm bad. Will you answer the question? Maybe then you'll know what a whore I really am. What a whore my daddy made me. Why I can't go home anymore. Why I have to stay here with you. Stay here with you and jerk you off whenever you want. Yeah, is that what you like? Making me dirty just like he did? Do you like this? Taking advantage of my trust? Making me a whore for you while I jerk you off? It's okay, Mr. J. I know you can't help it. I could feel your hard on as soon as I started talking. As soon as I sat on your lap and told you how my daddy took advantage of me. You liked hearing that, didn't you? You wanted to do this thing to me. To make me yours. You'll take care of me, won't you? And I won't have to share you with mommy. You want to come for me? Make me dirty. Make me your dirty ghetto, Mr. J. If I make you come, will you be my daddy? Come on my face like he did. Call me a whore and burst all over my face. Then will you be my daddy? Mr. J. Please, will you take care of me? Be my daddy. I'll be so good for you. Can I be good for you? I'll suck your dick, Daddy. Yeah, can I suck it for you? I didn't tell you the whole truth before, Mr. J. He made me do it a lot. In the car, one time after my mom left for work, he let me suck his dick under the kitchen table. He made me suck it until I loved it. Until I would beg him for it. Yes, Daddy, I'll show you. I'll show you how to suck my daddy's dick. How I can beg for it. I'll beg for you if you'll be my daddy. Can I be your cocksucker? Can I suck your dick, daddy, please? Will you make me dirty like he did? Make me your little ghetto. Your little cocksucker. Make me suck you off until you come. Come in my dirty little mouth. Yeah. Are you gonna come in my little girl mouth? Okay, daddy. You can come in my little mouth. Is this what you like? Little ghetto sucking you off? Yes, daddy. I'm your whore. Yes, I'm your cocksucker. Yes, come in my throat, daddy. I'll choke on it like a good little ghetto. Yes, blow your load. You can let it all go. Just pump it into my mouth. Yes. Yes, come for me, daddy. Come in my mouth. Oh, daddy, you taste amazing. Thank you for coming in my mouth, daddy.